Hello, Miss Carlton. Miss Christina Carlton, can you hear me?
I'm not able to,
Miss
I
Carlton,
mean,
can you hear me?
it would be great. I mean, when we send the email, but they have to do the PO. Well, anyway.
Hello?
Miss Carlton, can you hear me?
Yes?
Okay. This is Adam with Emergency Roadside Service. I was calling to contact you because basically we want to get you a Lyft service to take you to the replacement vehicle instead of riding along with the service provider. Is that something you're okay with?
That's probably okay. Is the service provider coming? I'm actually talking to my insurance company trying to get someone else here.
Okay, ma'am. I don't think we've managed to secure someone yet. Let me just double check real quick.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I was just trying to clear up exactly what's going on with the service provider situation. It looks like we might have someone. I think we're still trying to secure them completely, though. So that might be arranged soon. And you said okay to the lift, correct, ma'am?
Sure, I guess that would be okay. We would like to honestly be able to go with the car, however, and see if we can get our belongings out of it.
Okay, ma'am. The reason we wanted to get you a lift is because the provider's actually taking it to a different location than McCarran. So we want to, not have any
Okay,
kind of.
we can't do it. We're going to need to get, I mean, but we literally have our purses and all of our personal belongings in the trunk.
Okay.
So we're going to need to be able to access the vehicle. If you're taking it to another location, we won't be able to access it in the morning. Isn't there any way you can get just have a key? Is there a spare key to the vehicle somewhere that we could?
We only work
Seems like that would be
emergency,
a high.
we only work the
Okay.
roadside dispatch, so as far as I'm aware, in the notations they don't say anything about a possible place to get a replacement key. So I don't believe so.
Well, I don't know what to say except that we have to be able to get our stuff out of the car. That's the whole problem.
Right. Okay. I do see in the original beginning of the breakdown reason that you actually did already contact your own provider to try and unlock the car. What happened with that?
They came out and unlocked the car. There is no access from the inside of the car to the trunk, and the all of the
Yeah, that's what I was going to
electronic
ask about.
watches are disabled.
Okay.
I've never heard of a car that has no access to the trunk from the back seat, not in the last 10 years. This is crazy.
That is odd. There was no switch to open the trunk somewhere inside by the driver's area.
Yes, there's an electronic switch, but when you open the locks and the alarm goes off, all of those switches are disabled.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the only other service that I could think of to try and provide to actually get into the trunk to get your stuff out. So yeah, that's something that we would have to take it to the maintenance facility, which is what we were going to do. And let me look up where we're actually going to take it, just to be sure I have everything straight.
How would we retrieve our? We're not going to be in town. We're leaving town early in the morning. How would we retrieve our belongings?
Okay, as far as I know from the notation, it says that you were going to wait until tomorrow morning to get your stuff out of it after they'd operated on it to try and get the lock open at their own maintenance facility.
Well, I was going to. I have a friend with me who is driving out of town tomorrow. I'm hoping to still fly out before 8 o'clock, but she could come back to the facility and at the airport and pick up the things. But if it's not at the airport, she can't do that, and I don't know where she's going to find that.
Okay. All right. So you said you're actually flying out tomorrow?
I'm supposed to be flying out at 6:30 in the morning.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, why were you getting a replacement at McCarran then? Or were you just getting
I
your
don't
flight?
want I okay I need I'm staying 15 minutes from the airport. My things are still at the house I'm staying at, other than my purse, which is in the trunk, and my friend's things, which are also
Okay.
in the trunk. I need to go back to that house, get my things, and come back to the airport by 5 o'clock this morning to get on my plane. But
By
I
five
still can't be
o'clock.
here at 8:30 to get my things out of the trunk.
Okay.
So that's why I was going to get the car, because I don't know how else to get back and forth to the airport.
Right, that makes sense. Okay. All right, just give me a second, ma'am. I'm trying to think of anything I could suggest about the situation, but it's,
Appreciate it.
yeah.
I know.
All right. And where did you originally get the vehicle, ma'am? Do you remember the address of the facility?
Well, it was. I took a shuttle from the airport to wherever the budget rent-a-car facility is at the airport.
Okay, which airport?
McCarran.
Okay, the McCarran Airport. All right. That is listed as a 24-hour facility from when I looked at it earlier. So,
Right.
let me think. If anyone's likely to have a key, it might be them, but I'm not sure if they ever actually have a replacement key for any of their vehicles. So, let me think. All right. How's your phone, ma'am? Do you have enough charge that I could just take a few minutes to try and call them to see if they even have a key for the car?
Sure. I think I've got about 25% here, maybe.
Okay. I'm gonna place you on hold real quick, just so I don't let it lose you, and I'm gonna give them a call real quick and see if they actually have a key for the car. So, can you
Okay,
just hold
thank
on for a
you.
minute? Yes, ma'am.
Sure.